Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, Bitcoin price hits a two-week low amid warning that 22,500 loss means a fresh dip. I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis. Breaking news, Mississippi Senate passes a historic bill protecting Bitcoin mining. Quoting it here, it shall be legal in the state of Mississippi to run a node for the purpose of home digital asset mining and operate a digital asset mining business. Also in today's show, German DekaBank plans to launch a tokenization platform by 2024. Also, Local Bitcoins closes down their peer-to-peer crypto exchange service, which is sad to see. Their customers have 12 months to withdraw their crypto from the Local Bitcoins wallet, but are advised to do so immediately. So take heed. Also in today's show, getting rid of crypto staking would be a terrible path for the U.S., says Coinbase CEO. That's right. This is on rumors that the SEC may ban crypto staking for retail customers. I'll be breaking this down for you, as well as Arthur Hayes bets big on Bitcoin and an altcoin surge in the first half of 2023 and says he's buying Bitcoin. Also in today's show, analytics firm Sentiment forecasts an imminent Bitcoin and altcoin rally as self-custodied Bitcoin explodes to over $400 billion. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And welcome everyone just tuning in. I'm your host, JV. This is pod episode 1189, and today is February 9th, 2023. Checking out the crypto market, we can see a pullback currently underway with Bitcoin down 1% for the day, trading above 22.6, with Ether down 1%, trading above 1600. And you can see Binance Coin, Cardano, and many of the major alts currently pulling back, while XRP is up along with NEO and Matic. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, we can see the current crypto market cap still sitting above the $1 trillion milestone with about 70 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. Bitcoin dominance 41.2% and the Ether dominance 18.9. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers in the past 24 hours, NEO leading the pack. And we're not talking about NEO from the Matrix. Up 14%, trading at 10 bucks, followed by Rocket Pool, up about 8.5%, trading just under 44 bucks, followed by Chainlink, up 7%, trading at $7.62. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past week, we can see AGIX up 110%, GRT up 77%, and HEX up a whopping 60%. And checking out the crypto greed and fear index, we're still in greed with a 55. Yesterday was a 58, last week a 60, and last month a 26 in fear. How many of you are currently more bullish on the king crypto than bearish? Let me know in the comments below, as we're going to be discussing the current level we're at, which is 22.5. And if we break, expect further lows. But if we hold up, we can continue marching forward. So let's break down the latest Bitcoin technical analysis.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Which you can see here in this chart, Bitcoin stayed lower at the February 9th Wall Street Open as a sweep of local lows increased bets of a more serious come down. Data from Cointelegraph Markets Point TradingView followed Bitcoin as it traded around 22,700 on Bitstamp. Bitcoin had dipped to 22.3 earlier in the day, this marking its lowest level since January 25th and a reinforcement of 22.4 as an important zone to watch. Quoting Crypto Tony, we tapped the swing low at 22.5, followed by a bounce. I would look for the bears to escalate the drop once we lose that low. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Crypto Tony. And fellow trader Crypto Chase likewise forecast that Bitcoin was more likely to go lower if 22.3 is tagged. And in an update to analysis from February 8th, fellow Twitter account Trader SD showed Bitcoin drop into 23,000, which he had warned would mean moving hard lower. Quoting him here, Bitcoin clean break below the dashed line, then I think we're getting moving hard lower expansion phase very soon. It's still support for now, but I don't know. Something feels off. I am happy to catch something above January high if the market rips higher. Gut feel says lower first. And United States equities were marginally higher at the open, while the U.S. dollar index saw a come down on the day, dropping back below the 103 mark. Quoting the Wolf of Wall Streets, the dollar looks washed, he says. Classic retest, a strong support as resistance at 103.82, also starting to look like a potential head and shoulders top. Lots of signals that this little bull run will continue. Meanwhile, the day's U.S. macroeconomic data had little perceptible impact on the crypto markets. This came in the form of jobless claims, which at 196,000 neared one-year highs and beat expectations by 6,000. The hot result, analysis argued, and we're being hoped by the Federal Reserve. Weaker employment data notionally bolsters the idea that restrictive economic conditions are working, and a reversal could thus be on the cards a lot sooner. Quoting a CNBC host right here, jobless claims 196,000, but four-week average still trending towards historic lows. And as we can see here, immediately prior to the report being issued, the composition of the Bitcoin order book on Binance showed resistance strengthening at $22,800. So there you have it. Let me know in the comments how many of you are expecting to pull back much further than where we're currently at, or how many of you feel we're likely to continue surging higher. Let me know in the comments below. And breaking news from Mississippi, which I pointed out here, their Senate just passed a historic bill for Bitcoin mining, which clearly states it shall be legal in the state of Mississippi to run a node for the purpose of home digital asset mining and operate a digital asset mining business. And my question for you is, how many of you are currently running a Bitcoin node? Let me know in the comments right down below. And with that being shared, let's discuss the latest with this 100-year-old German bank, DataBank, launching their own blockchain. That's right. This is pretty interesting. 105-year-old German bank Deka Bank is planning to launch a blockchain-based tokenization platform in collaboration with the digital asset firm Medico. Deka Bank targets the release of its blockchain platform sometime in 2024. Ironic enough, around the time of the halving, while the infrastructure is expected to be ready in 2023, Deka Bank's digital asset custody executive, Andreas Stack, told Cointelegraph, quoting him here, the tokenization platform infrastructure will be ready in the foreseeable future, and that will launch the first minimum viable product in our crypto custody solution. He added that the first test transactions of the tokenization platform are likely to take place this year. Deka Bank's upcoming blockchain platform is developed in collaboration with digital asset manager system Medico Harmonize. The bank officially announced a partnership with Medico on January 31st, planning to deploy Harmonize as a core platform for an institutional digital asset offering. And according to SAC, the upcoming offering will involve tokenizing assets like bonds, stocks, and funds in order to enable a new token economy. Medico is the key to this economy because it is our key management solution for tokenized assets on different blockchains. The exec noted that plenty of blockchains are used for tokenization, including the Ethereum and Polygon networks. It is not yet clear if there is one blockchain that will become the standard, like one blockchain to rule them all. Are we talking about the Bitcoin blockchain? That's right. SAC emphasized that Deka Bank is not planning to offer trading of cryptos like Bitcoin as part of its partnership with Medico. That is because Deka Bank is focused on regulated products, according to the German Electronic Securities Act, adding which they share here. Cryptocurrencies are tradable around the world, more regulated in some parts of the world, and less to not regulated in other parts of the world, the implications that can arise due to these disparities are potentially very large and can carry very high risk. The new details about Deka Bank's upcoming digital asset platform comes amid major local banks moving into the crypto industry. DWS Group, the asset management arm of Deutsche Bank, one of the world's leading financial service providers, is reportedly seeking to invest in two German crypto companies, including Deutsche Digital Assets and Tradias. And according to some rankings, Germany became the most favorable crypto economy in the world in 2022. I didn't know that. Based on factors like a favorable crypto outlook, clear crypto tax rules, and transparent regulatory communications, German financial authority BaFin has increased or issued multiple licenses to crypto exchanges, including firms like Coinbase and Bitpanda. So it seems as the crypto crackdown continues in the United States, mass adoption continues worldwide, which takes us to our next story of the day. And this is sad to see, because when I first got into Bitcoin and crypto in 2017, local Bitcoins was the go-to peer-to-peer exchange to purchase Bitcoin, and now they're shutting down. And take heed, if you currently have any crypto in a wallet from local Bitcoins, take your crypto out immediately. The Finland-based peer-to-peer crypto platform, Local Bitcoins, is shutting down operations after serving its customers for more than 10 years. Local Bitcoins officially announced the termination of services February 9th, which is today, citing the tough market conditions of the ongoing crypto winter, quitting them here. Regardless of our efforts to overcome challenges during the ongoing very cold crypto winter, we have regretfully concluded that Local Bitcoins can no longer provide its Bitcoin trading service. Local Bitcoins encourage all customers to withdraw their crypto assets from the platform, asking them to proceed with withdrawing Bitcoin from Local Bitcoin's wallet. And according to the announcement, users can withdraw crypto assets from Local Bitcoins for up to 12 months. However, of course, we encourage you to proceed with the withdrawing sooner, like ASAP, like today, especially if you have crypto locked up. And according to the termination timeline, Local Bitcoins will immediately suspend all new registrations from February 9th. Trading will be suspended February 16th. While after that date, users will only be able to log in into the wallet to withdraw their funds. So it's ultimately going to become dysfunctional here very soon. Local Bitcoin's abrupt closure comes soon after the U.S. Financial Crimes Enforcement Network mentioned the platform amongst the biggest Bitcoin senders to the Russia-linked exchange Bitlatso. U.S. authorities long a major enforcement action against Bitlatso, accusing the firm of money laundering and allegedly facilitating circumvention of sanctions against Russia. Now, Jukka Blomberg, the chief marketing officer of Local Bitcoins, denied any kind of cooperation or relationship to Bitlatso in a statement to Cointelegraph. He stated, based on our data, there have practically been zero or no transactions between Local Bitcoins and Bitlatso since October of 2022, after we stopped serving Russian user accounts and accounts of users residing in Russia. And Bloomberg also stressed that Local Bitcoins has been regulated by the Finnish Financial Supervisory Authority since 2019 and strictly followed Know Your Customer and anti-money laundering regulations. And as previously reported, Russia was once amongst the biggest markets for Local Bitcoins, topping Bitcoin trading volumes on the platform as of June 2020. And overall trading volumes on Local Bitcoins has been plummeting after reaching the all-time high in December of 2017, according to data from CoinDance, which we can see here in this chart. Now, weekly trading volumes on Local Bitcoins dropped below 1,000 BTC in February of 2021 and have never bounced back since. Local Bitcoins' last recorded weekly Bitcoin trading volumes amounted to 283 Bitcoin, or roughly $6 million. Not much at all. And in comparison, major exchanges like Coinbase trade a whopping $282 million in crypto on a daily basis, according to data from CoinGecko. So I think this is pretty sad. How many of you have ever used LocalBitcoins.com for a peer-to-peer trade to get some Bitcoin? Let me know in the comments below, which leads us to our next story of the day. And this is shocking, but at the same time, not surprising. And we're talking about a potential staking ban on all cryptocurrencies coming from enforcement agencies and regulators alike. Armstrong also lambasted the current lack of regulatory clarity in the U.S. and subsequent regulation by enforcement that he says is driving companies offshore. Facts such as crypto exchange FTX. He also reiterated reiterated calls for regulation that provides clear rules for the industry while preserving innovation. And according to Staking Rewards, the top four staked cryptos by market cap account for over $55 billion in staked assets, suggesting a countrywide ban would be a huge hit to the country's crypto industry, which has already seen an exodus of crypto-related businesses. Now, some industry commentators have suggested that the SEC might go after centralized parties that offer staking services rather than the technology itself, arguing that the agency attacking the latter would be a losing battle that would crush them in precedent, quoting them here. Timely reminder that these outlines the legal arguments of e-staking under the Howey test. I believe that the SEC would likely go after centralized parties offering staking and not proof of stake itself, as that'd be a harder fight that could crush them in precedent. And this is quoting Adam Cochran. Now, the general counsel for Delphi Digital's research and development arm, Gabriel Chaprio, suggested there is a strong argument that staking services provided by centralized exchanges like Coinbase constitute a security, drawing parallels between them and other earned products, quoting them here. Personally, although I do think earned programs offered by centralized exchanges are debt securities, I think it is possible to offer pure proof of stake as a service, even on a centralized exchange, without the offer being a security, depending upon the details of the terms. But to be honest, it's a close case. Now, Coinbase is currently subject to an ongoing SEC probe, as all the major exchanges currently are, which Coinbase revealed in an August 9th SEC filing, which was in relation to its staking rewards amongst other offerings. So there you have it. It couldn't be any more clear that the SEC and regulators in the U.S. do not like staking, especially crypto staking. Maybe they're going to try to ban it and go after these centralized exchanges. Wouldn't surprise me as the crypto crackdown in the United States continues, and it absolutely, in my opinion, stifles innovation. And it's going to take many major companies starting startups outside the United States. Who's going to want to own anything in the U.S.? You know what I mean? It's a damn shame if you're to ask me, but that's what the regulators are here for, not to protect the crypto investors, but to usher in basically draconian regulations that are going to stifle the industry and push crypto back. It couldn't be any more clear. So you can thank Gary Gensler for that. But anyways, with that being shared, now let's dive into our next story of the day and discuss the latest with Arthur Hayes, the ex-BitMEX CEO, because earlier in the year, he was saying he wasn't, you know, investing in crypto. He was on the sidelines doing his other thing, but now he's saying crypto is bullish and he's going to be buying some Bitcoin, and he expects crypto to continue to rise in the first half of this year. So let's break this down. Current macroeconomic conditions stemming from the U.S. Federal Reserve previously made Arthur Hayes keen to avoid what he called risky assets. But as inflation slows in tandem with the Fed's rate hikes, multiple new storms are brewing in the U.S. and the Fed, and Congress and Treasury will steer the economy as they see fit. He says, check it. The problem is guessing how these events will play out over the course of the year. For Hayes, 2023 would well be split into two halves. The first half being an ideal investment environment for crypto. This runs contrary to the previous thesis from mid-January, in which the former BitMEX CEO said he was staying on the sidelines for the fear of a Fed-induced capitulation event hitting risk assets, quoting him here. My concerns about this potential outcome, which I handicap would most likely happen later in 2023, has led me to keep my spare capital in money market funds and short-dated U.S. Treasury bills, he explained. As such, the portion of my liquid capital that I intend to eventually use to purchase crypto is missing out on the current monster rally we're seeing off of local lows. Bitcoin has rallied close to 50% from the $16,000 lows we saw around the FTX fallout. And Hayes continued that Bitcoin is likely far from done with its rebound despite 40% gains for January alone. Comparing the risk asset environment in 2009 and the start of quantitative easing this year, the picture is complex. Quantitative easing has given way to quantitative tightening, where liquidity is removed from the U.S. financial system as risk assets expense. However, the first half looks to be providing some relief, with some liquidity returning to avoid hitting the debt ceiling too soon. This could continue until Congress votes to raise the debt ceiling in the summer, which Hayes and others argue is inevitable. Now, cash in the Treasury account will be emptied to the amount of $500 billion, canceling the $100 billion monthly liquidity that the Fed is removing. And quoting him here, given that the Western-led fiat financial system would collapse overnight if the U.S. government decided to forego raising the debt ceiling and instead defaulted on its assets that underpin said system, it is safe to assume the debt ceiling will be raised. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Arthur Hayes. And it is then that, the well tide will turn. The risk assets would become a thorn in every side of every investor. Once again, is it a matter of timing? Hayes believes so. His plan is to move into the U.S. dollar cash, where a siege into select risk assets is possible. And on the top of the menu, it would appear the king crypto. Quoting him here, I'll deploy over the coming days. I wish my size actually mattered, but it doesn't. So please don't think that when this happens, it'll have any discernible effect on the price of the orange coin. And going forward, however, altcoins represent a major opportunity. The blog post explains in his conclusion, with these likewise conditioned by timing. Quoting him here, the key to ish coining is understanding they go up and down in waves. First, the crypto reserve asset rally, that is Bitcoin and Ether. The rally is the stalwarts eventually stalls, and then prices fall slightly, but at the same time, the Ishcoin complex stages an aggressive rally. Then Ishcoins rediscover gravity, and interest shifts back to Bitcoin and Ether, and this stair-stepping process continues until the secular bull market ends. Now, year to date, the total crypto market cap has gained around 34%, according to data from Cointelegraph and Markets Pro TradingView. And guiding the process in 2023, then, is the unwinding of the brief window of more accommodative economic conditions currently revealing itself in the United States. So there you have it. How many of you agree with Arthur Hayes that the first half of this year is likely to remain bullish? Let me know in the comments right down below, which takes us to our final story of the day. We're going to be discussing a $400 billion self-custody explosion in the king crypto, BTC, as per Sentiment Analytics. A massive shout out to Sentiment. A rise in negative sentiment on Bitcoin and the crypto markets at large is increasing the odds that the 2023 bull run will continue. According to leading analytics firm, Sentiment says a wide swath of traders now firmly believe the prices will dip this month. And when too many people believe the market will go one way, a surprise is often in store. Facts. Sentiment points to sentiment on Ethereum, Binance Coin, XRP, Cardano, Doge, and Solana as particularly negative. Quoting them here, trader skepticism improves the probability of prices rising further. Prices generally will move in the direction the crowd deems most unlikely. And I agree with this sentiment as well. If the majority of crypto Twitter are all expecting the market to do one thing, the market tends to do the opposite. Sentiment is also seeing strength in the Bitcoin fundamentals. The firm says Bitcoin's existing supply has been steadily moving into self-custody. This means that traders continue to move their Bitcoin off the exchanges in large amounts, opting to hold the crypto themselves instead of relying on exchanges for custody. Quoting them here, there is now $416.5 billion in Bitcoin sitting away from exchanges and $29.2 billion in Bitcoin on the exchanges. So there is 14.26x the coins off exchanges versus on. So there you have it. Definitely a massively bullish indicator as the self-custody numbers continue to go up. And how many of you are self-custodying your crypto on a cold device wallet such as a Ledger or a Trezor versus the exchanges? Let me know in the comments below, because as we all know, not your keys, not your cheese. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in the live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode.